gentleman tells me you prepared Volpe for that cabinet session.
I'll get him for that.
I didn't hear it all, but hold on.
My only criticism was you came in too soon.
Is that right?
You could have sat it out another half hour.
You know, he's really a... I just wish we could do more, but he is a little comical, isn't he?
He really is. That thing had more laugh lines in it.
Yeah. You know, I was, as you noted, I'm sure, trying to, you know, show some interest in his Romanian and Polish things, which all of us knew, well, certainly Bill Rogers and I knew, and Laird, having seen him all. But, you know, God damn it, he puts a lot of these hearing it for the first time. He is something else, isn't he?
this transpo thing is going to be the biggest traffic jam in the history of the United States of America.
It is. I'll be damned.
It was nice to get out of the way so we don't have to do that anymore.
Well, anyway, it's done now.
Right.
Incidentally, I'd had him do it there. I thought if he's going to bore me, he might as well bore the cabinet.
I gathered that.
Don't you agree?
Broaden the base.
Right. But they now see why we don't do this, don't they?
Right, right. And Elliot, I think, is now quite content. He's made his
case.
He carried out his commitment to the committee, to the conference.
Doesn't he have a hint, though, that I'm going to...
Oh, absolutely. He knows exactly.
I wasn't as blunt as you suggested in the briefing paper, because I felt like really couldn't be.
No, I think that was fine.
But I mentioned
the
money.
He got the signal, and on the way out, he said, well, that he had discharged his commitment to the conference. So I think I think with a little care and feeding, he's going to be all right now.
Well, good, good. Because we just can't take this, John.
Right.
I'm not going to start down that very road.
No, I understand.
Okay.
I think he does, too.
Fine. Okay.
Fine.